Greetings. This is Pastor George, again filling in for Pastor Rock as he begins his annual sabbatical for the month of August. In fact, you'll be hearing a combination of both me and Pastor Elizabeth over the next 5 weeks until Pastor Rock returns in early September. Elizabeth and I count it a great privilege to stand in the gap and be able to share with you each week what the Lord places on our hearts and minds. Now this week, we continue in Paul's letter to the church in Rome, specifically chapters 6 through 11. Now, there's a lot of meat in these six chapters, including some very fascinating topics that have been discussed and debated for centuries. But today, as we consider how our weekly study in these chapters integrates with our desire and pursuit of transformation, I want to consider verse 1 of chapter 8. Now, this is perhaps one of the more memorable verses, not only in this epistle, but in the entire Bible. And I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest this is also one of the most critical for our transformation. In fact, it all begins here, because if we don't fully comprehend and internalize the true meaning of this verse, then our own growth and transformation will indeed remain or become stuck in the mud, and we'll be unable to move forward and become all that God intends us to be. Chapter 8, verse 1 reads, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Now, this is a brief but very powerful truth. I've discovered over the years that sadly, many Christians do not fully understand the scope of what Paul is attempting to communicate here. And I should know because I used to be one of them. Now, this verse speaks directly to your identity, of who you are in Christ. And understanding your identity is crucial because who you believe you are is the foundation of your life. And if you have a faulty foundation or understanding of who you believe you are, then you'll never be able to build upon that foundation because it's shaky and weak. Too many Christians walk around living defeated lives because they don't understand who it is they really are. And more importantly, they don't understand who God says they are. And so they journey through life at half strength, feeling ashamed and condemned every time they slip up and fall short of God's perfect standard. Now, Paul reminds us in chapter 6 that we never want to become comfortable with our sin. And he's obviously right. Instead, when we do sin, we must deal with it effectively and immediately by renouncing it, confessing it, preferably to a trusted friend, and repenting of it. And if we do that, 1 John chapter 1 reminds us that God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We're all going to sin. We're all going to do and think things we shouldn't. And we're going to neglect to do the things that we should. But Jesus provided a remedy for our dysfunction, and that remedy is eternal. And we must believe that, even when we screw up. Jesus took our sin and our shame and the condemnation we deserve upon himself so that we no longer have to bear those things. I know it sounds too good to be true, but it is. You must understand that in spite of your shortcomings, God no longer condemns you, because there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And if you feel condemned at times when you mess up, that's not of God, because his word says we are no longer condemnable. Because of what Jesus did, we have permanent immunity from condemnation. That's your true and lasting identity, no matter what. The bottom line is, you've been declared right with God because of what Jesus did on your behalf. And that's called justification. In other words, you've been born again by the Spirit of God through repentance and faith in Christ, so that when God looks at you, he no longer sees your sin because it's been removed from you as far as the east is from the west. Instead, he sees the perfect righteousness of our Lord and his Son, Jesus. Condemnation, therefore, doesn't come from God. It comes from our enemy, the devil. because he's the accuser that marshals his forces of evil against us in attempt to shame and condemn us, because he knows if we buy what he's selling, it'll neutralize our growth and transformation, since we can never grow on a faulty understanding of our true and new identity. This is so important for you to understand. I see too many Christians that believe God is primarily disappointed in them and just tolerates them because he has to. Please hear me when I say that that is nonsense. It's unbiblical and it's a lie. The truth is, God's love for you originated before the foundation of the world. And it doesn't fluctuate up or down based upon how you perform on a given day. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. God loves you deeply in spite of yourself and in spite of your conduct. As Mr. Rogers used to say, he loves you just the way you are. Sure, he wants you to progress in your faith and mature, and he doesn't love it when you sin. In fact, Scripture tells us he'll discipline you if you keep it up and refuse to deal with it aggressively. But he does those things from the perspective of a loving and compassionate father that only wants the best for his children. Rob Reimer, author of the book Soul Care, says this of our identity in Christ, quote, "The issue of your value was settled at the cross." In other words, Jesus was willing to go to the cross on your behalf because you are valuable to him. And that, my friend, should cause you to walk in confidence with your head held high. That means when you fail, and you will, you get back up another time. You acknowledge and deal with your sin. You dust yourself off, tell the devil no thanks, and then move toward the goal line. The devil is an accuser because that's all he can really do. Let's not help him by believing his lies. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Jesus didn't go to the cross for people he's barely willing to tolerate. That's another of the devil's lies. Instead, he went to the cross because he genuinely desires intimate, loving relationship with you. You aren't an exception. And he's preparing you to be his bride. And someday soon, he's going to return for you to take you to be where he is. Look, Jesus knows this life isn't easy, and that it's cluttered with obstacles, minefields, and snares. It's ravaged by sin, evil, sickness, disease, and our ultimate enemy, death. Jesus understands what we're up against because he encountered the same things himself when he visited. But that didn't deter him from accomplishing his rescue mission. When he went to the cross, he did it for you. And he's given you a new identity to help you navigate all the mess. And he didn't stop there. He also gave you his spirit as well. In other words, you've been well equipped to accomplish the work he's called you to do, all the while capable of resisting the world, the flesh, and the devil. You no longer have to live as though you're under condemnation, because there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Here's your assignment for this week. I want you to paste Romans 8:1 on your bedroom or bathroom mirror so that you see it every day. And when you do, recite it out loud every time so that you learn to internalize it and then live it. This is Pastor George. Have a great day.